This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Last time I was with you, we were talking about three critical initials, tools that we can use in our lives to truly express love for each other, to really begin in our hearts and minds to understand how we love in a Christ-like way and practice altruistic love towards other people. Probably the most challenging is sometimes in our home, and certainly it's a challenge. It certainly was for me on the field in team experiences. It was often much easier to love nationals than it was to love co-workers, either from our country or from other countries. And we have so many differences as individuals. So the three initials, IBR, it's an acrostic written in a vertical fashion. I stands for intentions, B is behavior, and R is results. And so our intentions drive our behavior, the things we say and do, the way we act. And then those actions, those words, they achieve results. But I own all my own behaviors, driven by my intentions. And the people that receive my input or receive my feedback, they own the results because they're receiving my words and my actions through their own filter. And I hope to achieve the kinds of results that my intentions desire, but that's not always the case. As a matter of fact, that's very often not the case at all because of the differences. So I want to think about another acrostic for a moment as we think about our differences and realize the reality of life is that we see the world through our lens. We see the world through our lens. It's true of everyone who walks the planet. And I think Rick Warren helped us out a few years ago when he came up with an acronym called SHAPE. Rick Warren, who pastors Saddleback, and wrote a little book that sold a couple of copies called Purpose-Driven Life, something like that. But had a great idea a number of years ago that I borrowed, and the SHAPE acronym. So again, you can write that out in a vertical fashion. S stands for spiritual gift, is the way Rick presented it. I think it would serve us better to explode that to a little bigger and just say spirituality. Now, let's think about your spirituality, your faith today, how that faith has been nurtured, all you've learned over the course of following Christ. I'll give an example of, I know when we were on the field, we realized that the word Christian didn't have any meaning. It was too confusing. So we learned pretty quickly that it was time for a new word, and I adopted my walk with Christ, been shaped a lot by an author, Dallas Willard, and he coined a phrase, apprentices of Jesus. Which great. I like followers of Jesus, but when he said apprentices of Jesus, in our culture, everybody understands that. Mm-hmm. So if I'm an apprentice of Jesus, that means I'm emulating my master.
I want to learn.
Exactly. Always a check on who's my master. So give you an idea of my spirituality. It's made up of my faith, of my experiences. It's driven by, as a teenager, to date my, who was eventually my wife, but to date her, I had to attend her dad's Southern Baptist Church. I grew up Presbyterian, USA, where you were not allowed to show emotions, at least in the little church I grew up in, and to a place where, you know, it was full of emotion. And so all of those things shape my spirituality and where I am right now in my relationship with the one who measures the cosmos with the span of his hand. So that's the S part of us, including also certainly is my spiritual gifts. H is our heart or our passion. The psalmist tells us that God puts those within us. Mm-hmm. What are the subjects that cause you to sit on the edge of your seat, that makes your heart race a little bit? And so certainly all of us who are on the field, you have a heart and a passion for a particular aspect of work or for a particular people group. Maybe it's children who are poor. I mean, lots and lots of
particular need. You
know. Exactly. A stands for abilities, and we pop out with those. They're God-given from birth. I have three brothers, and for some reason, God chose to give me all the mechanical abilities. And so I was the number three son, but I was the fix-it guy. And just had a knack for fixing things and building things. My other brothers don't have that, but they're just as valuable human beings, but they don't have the same ability. So some of you who are musically inclined, I look at that and I believe you were given those abilities and maybe you honed them and became a better artist, musician. I'm an average to fair guitarist. Wish I was a great guitarist. I'll never be a great guitarist. Mm-hmm. I can practice all day long. I'll never get there. I just don't have enough ability to do that, but I can be better. So abilities, we push for excellence by God's word, but we have certain abilities. Others have some, and we tend to judge each other by abilities. A lot of guys judge each other by, can we fix things? So the guys who aren't mechanically inclined, don't know which end of the screwdriver to hold. A lot of guys look at that and say, well, he's not as manly as I am.
Well, you lucked out.
That's right. Has nothing to do with our value as human beings, but just to realize our immensely different abilities. P is personality. Now, that's probably where we diverge the most, is our personality. Again, scriptures tell us that they were given our personality in our mother's womb. And there's not a good personality or a bad personality. They're different. You know, and I think, why did God create so many shades of green? I mean, if I was God, maybe 2-3 shades of green would have been enough. But you think about it, how many shades of green are there? It seems infinite.
Infinitely.
And it's almost like that with personalities. If there are 6 billion plus people on the planet, then we're all somewhat different in our personality. So to embrace that with people just helps us to understand how to love them better. Lastly is experiences. And obviously, God takes us through great experiences, hard experiences, deserts, mountaintop experiences, and those drive our being. They shape who we are. Mm-hmm. So you take all those things together and you realize we're individuals created in God's image, but incredibly diverse. And that diversity can be a huge, huge challenge working on the field overseas in another culture. Because again, we're independent, we're driven, we have great ideas, and we come together as a team in these different shapes and try to work together. So going back to the IBR model then, is if we will assume great intentions from everybody, particularly our coworkers, and realize everybody walking the planet has good intentions, good and honorable intentions almost all the time. Maybe those folks incarcerated might be the exception, but even the people who pull out in front of me in traffic and trip my trigger, they have good intentions. They're not being malicious when they pull out in front of me in traffic. They are being clueless, maybe, or they just didn't see me. But nevertheless,
maybe they're angry.
Yeah, they're angry. They could have gotten a bad, a heartbreaking call from their physician. No telling. But if we'll assume positive intentions, and if we'll go back to the source when we receive words, actions, things that hurt, that sting, we go back to the source and say, when you said that, it made me feel like this. Help me understand. Instead of blowing them away, I'm assuming positive intentions. Help me understand. If I had done this on the field with my field director, each time it happened, we had a uniquely, just incredibly different relationship. Respect for the guy. We'd have worked things out, and we would have understood each other because we're opening our hearts to each other in a way that doesn't make one another angry.
I think that experience thing is so important. You know, we have, in the case of new Christian workers who are going overseas and blending with people who have been there for years and grown up in a whole different generation, you know, it's not their experience to know what it was like years ago. And the difficulty of those two seeing eye to eye and understanding where each other is coming from.
Yeah, I want to touch on next time we're together how to do that through power questions. How to ask the right questions to get someone talking and to really share our hearts with each other. Mm-hmm. So we can touch on that next time we get back.
Okay. Bill, thanks so much for your contribution today. Here.
Thank you, Denny.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that would be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.